Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, podcast host, friend to you, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned and earned in the past 20 years of being in this beautiful self-help industry, spiritual fitness, emotional fitness, mental fitness, physical fitness, being the best version of yourself. This is a podcast where we will help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and culture. Cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. Ultimately, so you can show up as a better, best, more sharpened and shaped, upgraded version of yourself, advanced and enhanced in all areas of your life, so you can ultimately enjoy this life and then give of yourself with total fulfillment and meaning and care for the others around you, because that's where all the glow and the flow and the fulfillment comes from. From not just being the best, but showing your best and then sharing and giving your best to the people around you and share in love and compassion for the people around you. So whether you're listening to this podcast, either you're at home or on your car, actively, passively on whatever podcast platform, we are so stoked and excited that you're on the show with us and that you are listening, that you are taking the same journey I did 20 years ago and listening to audios, reading books, attending seminars, whatever it might be, to enhance your life and live the best life. Because why not? What else is there? To live the best life and to give the best life, right? So thank you for joining us. In today's episode, what's up, Cam? How you doing? Before we get into the episode, what's going on?
Hey, doing much better, you know, working on myself.
Yes.
There's one thing that I want to talk about in a future podcast.
Yeah.
I got this idea on YouTube and somebody told me, hey, you know, if you're in a bad place or if you're struggling, just give yourself time and consistent time. So I'm on day 5 out of 200 days and I just decided every single day I'm going to journal every day and meditate every day and do what feels right to me.
Yeah.
And regardless of, you know, say no if I mean no. Say yes if I mean yes. Just completely be honest with myself and the people around me. And it's been amazingly difficult because it's a totally new way of life. Like we're always putting ourselves down. We're always doing, we always go against our heart because of what other people might think or what other people might feel. Step one should be following your heart, regardless of any of that.
Yes.
So, amen, brother. And I think the idea of writing it down for every 200 days is beautiful because it keeps you consistently focused. It's so easy to get off track with everything in life. I've noticed that, if I just slowly chip away at 200 days and be patient, 200 days as a 21-year-old seems forever from now.
Yes.
But it's not.
Yes.
And when you just slowly make that step every single day, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like in 200 days, but I'm trying it out. So that's something new.
Yes.
It's something exciting.
Yes. And, yes. That's great. That's great. That's awesome, man.
So get into the
podcast. Kick it off. I met an extraordinary, the title of this podcast, what did you name the title of the podcast? Is it something like, imagine you were 102 years old? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, So I met an extraordinary woman the other day, and it was sort of by fluke, and I was introduced to this woman, and having talked to her, she looked like she was 70, and she had a walker, but she was walking with great posture, and the only reason why she was walking with a walker was because her doctor instructed her to walk with a walker. But I realized after having actually gotten to know her, I realized the person introducing me to her told me she was 102. And I looked at her with so much bewilderment going, what? You're 102? There's no way. And I said, she was moving as fast as, you know, as people that were, you know, 30, 40 years her junior. And I asked her, so what's your secret? Because you look amazing. And I'm not just blowing smoke here. Like, you look, I had to shake her. I said, I got to shake her hand. And she said, I swim every day at 7 a.m. for at least 30 to 45 minutes every single day, Monday to Sunday. That's one of her things. And she looks extraordinary. She has a vibrancy that, honestly, people in their 40s and 50s would be inspired by, she would make them look bad. And I was actually sent another video about an 80-year-old CrossFit guy who was unbelievable. There's a video of it, and then it's like he's doing CrossFit at 80 years old and he's killing it, And he's talking about, no, my age is not going to define me. I define me and all these things. A great attitude, positive attitude, so much energy. And how I'd like to be at when I'm 80 years old or 180 years old. But the question I have for you people out there, whether you're 102 or 82 or 22, it doesn't matter what age you are. Here's the thing I want you to think about. I want you to just for a second reflect on the last years of your life. So if you're 50, I want you to reflect on the last 50 years of your life. Just for a moment, reflect on 50 years. If you're in Cam's case, you're 21 years old, reflect on the last 21 years. And I want you just to think about the good times, bad times, things that you regret, things that you did that you love, that you're so glad you did, the people you met, all these things. Just funnel it through like a timeline. And then I want you to just think about three of the biggest lessons that you've learned in those, in that journey of 21 years, 121 years, or 60 or 70 years. Three, extract those three big lessons. And then whatever age you are, double your age and make a commitment to applying those lessons, those three big lessons that you learned in your previous years and how you're going to apply them in the next however years that is. So if you're 50, you reflect on the last 50 years. And then three biggest lessons that you've learned in the past 50 years and then apply them in the next 50 years. Because the first 50 years of your life, whatever age you are, or 30 years, whatever your age, was an education. Consider the first your years of life is your education. You were in school. You were in life school, learning life lessons, failing experiences, achieving, failing, relationship dissolve, you know, relationship creation, business creation, academics, achievements, money, material wealth, whatever it might be, spiritual journey, whatever journey you're on, look at those three big lessons. And then the next, whatever, how many years you're doubling, how are you going to apply those years? And then make a commitment to make their next years not just going to school, but an application of what you learned in those previous years of being in school. So in my case, 40 years, well, I've been in school for the first 40 years of my life. Now, the next 40 years, I'm applying that wisdom, that knowledge, that information, those three biggest lessons in my life to the next 40 years. Because I said this before, I remember hearing reading Napoleon Hill's book, and he talked about the greatest years in a human's life. And this was written back in the 20s and 30s. So this is like 100 years ago almost. That he said the greatest potential of a human being is between the ages of 40 and 70. I think now it's 40 and 170, right? I really do. I do believe that people are going to be able to live well beyond 100, well beyond 120 into 150, and even into 200. And then why there's evidence of that is because we're obviously living longer with nutrition and fitness and, you know, the medical breakthroughs, all these things, technology, all combining into one thing. And, you know, the 3D printing of hearts and lungs and replacing our limbs, stuff like that. So if you get a cancer of the heart or whatever, just replace your heart, cancer of the kidneys. I mean, we're not too far from that. So how are you going to take it? So in my case, my three biggest lessons, number one, for sure, the first 50, 40 years is this. Love and faith are the two of the most powerful forces on the planet. Without a question. That is my first two. And how can I apply that love and faith to my career, my relationships, my spiritual life, to my physical fitness, whatever it might be. The eight software upgrades that I talk about in my book, U 2.0. The second one is everything, absolutely everything is serving my evolution. Everything. That, like the Stoic philosophers of old, Marcus Aurelius said something on the lines of, whatever you throw into a burning flame will be converted into its own usage. Meaning that if you were to throw anything into the sun right now, anything on earth into the sun, it's going to convert whatever you throw into the sun as fuel for the sun. It's going to burn it. So what in your life can you convert from something bad in your life to fuel for your life? It's serving you. Everything. Whether it be cancer of the mind, cancer of the heart, cancer of the body, cancer in your relationship, cancer at your job, cancer in your financial terms, cancer in your whatever it might be. How can you convert that cancer into an answer to step up and elevate and upgrade your life? Convert that cancer into an answer. That's the second lesson. First lesson, love and faith are the two most powerful forces on the planet. And in the next 40 years, how can I 10X that love and faith into everything I do? Second lesson, everything is serving my evolution. How can I deepen that awareness and then teach that to other people and be a living embodiment of that? Third and final lesson is this. There only is now. There is no other time. Time is an illusion. To say that we've got, you know, X amount of days to live or 40. And I mean, that was just sort of a paradox and irony. I'm saying, you know, if I'm 40, how can I live my next 40 years? Well, I fully intend to live at least another 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, 100 years. I don't know. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know if I'm going to live 40 years or if I'm going to die tomorrow or die today. The key is, how can I be more present with my children, more present on this podcast, more present with my clients? How can I bring more in my coaching practice? There's a 3P rule in my coaching practice that I learned from my coaching certifications, was the 3 P's of posture, presence, and purpose. How can I be more, how can I bring a better posture, a better presence, a better purpose to every client and every interaction with people? How can I be more present even with the evils of the world? And be able to sit with that. So my whole journey for the next 40 years, when I'm 80, from 40 to 80, how can I apply love and faith, 10x love and faith? How can I 10x my deepening of my understanding of everything serving my evolution? And then number three, how can I be more present with the divine and be an instrument of God and love and compassion and kindness and strength and courage in everything I am and everything I do? And be totally present with that. With you, whoever you are on this podcast. So my challenge to you on this podcast, this moment here, and I'll end right here, that wherever you are, whatever age you are at, look at the past years from birth to now, whatever age you are, extract three of the biggest lessons that you can, bring that into this moment, and then double your age and foresee how you're going to apply those lessons the next 40 or 50 or 35 or whatever years you're going to apply it. And then apply it relentlessly with total commitment and devotion to that purpose. And because I met that 102-year-old, and man, I honestly think she fully expects to live well beyond 120, because the amount of joy, the amount of energy, the amount of love, the amount of just strength coming from her, the focus, the intent, whatever it might be from her, man, it was inspiring. And that 80-year-old CrossFit trainer and all these other people who are doing extraordinary things at ages you and I, most people believe, are impossible. So turn that impossible, the I, into I am possible. The next double your years, turn your impossible to I am possible, which is just separating the first two letters of I, impossible, the I am, and separating the possible. I'm possible. What's possible in your life? And then create that intent. Create that possibility in your life. Apply those lessons every single day with total passion, power, purpose, and passion. So thank you guys. I hope this episode was amazing. We want to make this one quick and full of joy, full of energy. And we want to make each episode so you can actually take something powerful and apply it into your life immediately. So three big lessons. Look at your life. And then apply the next lessons to your next double your years of your life. So thank you for joining us. It is an absolute pleasure and privilege to be on the show with you. And we'll be on hopefully, and I think maybe another time this week. If not, we'll definitely get on at least 3 times next week. And we'll continue to serve you and give you the best of what we've learned. So to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys. Have an amazing, amazing day.